The Brain Under Siege, Solving the Mystery of Brain Disease and How Scientists Are Following the Clues to a Cure, by Dr. Howard L. Weiner. I'm Dr. Weiner, and I'll be reading the book for you. Dedication to Dennis Selko for sharing the journey, and to Ann Romney for her courage and inspiration. Chapter 1. The Brain Under Siege. In 1997, I was in the middle of a lab meeting when I received an urgent call from Dr. Gordon Williams, head of endocrinology at the Brigham and Women's Hospital. Gordon and I had worked on a number of projects over the years. Gordon's call was about a woman, a friend of his, who had just been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. She was in distress, and he asked whether I could see her immediately. I agreed, and soon found myself sitting across from a handsome couple who were holding hands as the woman told me her story. She was 48 years old, and her symptoms began with numbness, fatigue, and a lack of coordination. She felt she was losing her ability to live her life, losing the ability to be the person, the mother, the wife she had always been. When she was diagnosed, she was told that there was little that could be done and to come back when her symptoms got worse. She came to see me for a second opinion. Whenever I see a patient who comes in with a diagnosis of MS, my first task is to make sure that the diagnosis is indeed correct. More than once, I've immediately cured MS when I discovered there had been an incorrect diagnosis. In this case, however, the diagnosis was unequivocal. The exam, the history, and the MRI showed abnormalities in the brain and spinal cord that all fit with MS. I was surprised that no treatment had been suggested and told the patient that there were in fact things we could do and not to give up hope. I knew that more than anything, she needed hope. I explained to her and her husband that we needed to treat her immediately. I took her by the hand and led her to the infusion center, where we began to give her large doses of corticosteroids to dampen the inflammation in her brain. She was seated next to people in wheelchairs, some getting chemotherapy. But much of the fear and uncertainty that she had shown when I began my exam had dissipated, because something was being done.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?